Hi, it's March 1st, and it was on this day in 1973 that Pink Floyd released their album The Dark Side of the Moon. It sold around 45 million copies, making it one of the biggest selling albums of all time. It set a record by staying on the US albums chart for 15 years, and it made a stack of money. It was on this day in 1975 that colour television was officially launched in Australia. We were introduced to colour by Auntie Jack.
Why, Alfred, I would like to warn you that the whole world has been gobbled up by the terrible colour television monster.
And in 1998, the movie Titanic became the first film to gross over $1 billion worldwide.
I'm the king of the world!
March 1st birthdays, the great actor and singer Harry Belafonte is 94 today.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Who lead singer Roger Daltrey turns 77.
Oh, but I die before I get old.
Matthews is 69. The premiership-winning AFL player and coach played 332 games.
I knew it was going to be my last game. It's funny, but you're still a footballer when the game started. I'm still a footballer at three-quarter time.
Actor and director Ron Howard is 67. Even after making movies like Cocoon, Parenthood, Apollo 13, A Beautiful Mind, he'll always be remembered as Richie Cunningham on Happy Days.
The name is Richie. Don't ever call me anything else.
Nick Kershaw is 63. You'll remember his 80s hits, The Riddle, I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, and Wouldn't It Be Good? Aussie racing champion Will Power celebrates his 40th birthday.
Will Power, Indianapolis 500 winner.
And former NRL player, now coach Ivan Cleary, is the big 5-0. Coached the Panthers to last year's grand final.
The opportunities don't come that often, so frustrating game.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of prominent Australian journalist and television presenter Mike Willacy. He died aged 76 in 2019.
My first ambition was to be regarded as a good journalist and to earn that.
Remembering Mike Willacy on March 1st.